This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Toto, The Doggone Amazing Story of the Wizard of Oz, by Michael Merpurgo, read by Christopher Ragland.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. I was there. That was how Papa Toto always began his story. I was there. There were seven of us puppies, and that's a lot, and I was the littlest. Papa Toto always called me Tiny Toto. Whenever Mama lay down in the basket to feed us, my brothers and sisters just trampled all over me to get to her first. Mama hardly noticed me. I was so small, but Papa Toto did. He always saw to it there was a proper place for me, and when the others pushed me off, he'd nose them away to make room for me. Without Papa Toto, I guess I wouldn't ever have had enough milk, would probably never have lived to grow up at all and tell the tale. Papa Toto's tale was the best part of every day for me. Papa Toto would wait till Mama had climbed out of the basket and gone out of the house with all the people folk. Like Dorothy, who Papa Toto loved almost as much as he loved me. And that wasn't just because I was the littlest and the best looking, but...